Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here with another video in this Building Websites with Web Matrix video series. In this video, we're going to start sending email from our ASP.NET webpage. Now, in a previous video in this series, we created this contact form and we stored the contact that was submitted by the user in a database. But in addition to that, I want to actually send an email to the site administrator. So to do that, here we are in the contact.cshtml form. And if you're not familiar with how forms work in Web Matrix or this particular form with its various input validation, you'll want to go back and watch the previous video in this series that covers that. So you can see right here, after we've completed all the validation, we have our contact name, our email address, subject, and our message. And what we want to do is send an email to the designated site administrator. So we're going to do this in a try-catch block because, as I'm sure you know, there are things that can go wrong with sending email. So we have a try-catch block, and we're not going to focus on error handling here. We can catch the generic exception, or we might want to evaluate whether or not we're receiving a specific type of exception. But we're going to defer exception handling to a subsequent video. What we are going to do here is just send the email. So we're going to use the webmail helper object, and we're going to specify what SMTP server should be used to send that email. Now, one thing to note, in the default template, you'll notice there's this file underscore appstart.cshtml. If we open that up, you'll note here that this is sort of a global file, and you'll note that there's the opportunity to pre-populate some of the necessary configuration information for the webmail helper. We're not going to do that in this video. You could do this if you were going to send videos throughout, if you were going to send email throughout your website, and you wanted them all to be processed through the same server. However, if you're only going to send email from one page, you might not want to do it here in the global, in this underscore appstart file. I'm going to cover the underscore appstart file in a subsequent video in this series. So we're going to configure the mail server in our contact.cshtml form, but I just wanted you to know that the option was there to do it in the underscore appstart. So here, I would specify my mail server, and obviously this is a bogus SMTP host, but this is going to be your SMTP server. So it might be mail dot in your domain name or SMTP dot in your domain name. Next, you may need to specify an SMTP port. Now, the default is 25. But you'll find, for example, if you happen to be trying to test this from behind some of the broadband internet providers like Comcast, arbitrarily blocks port 25 and uses a different port. So normally this is going to be 25. We have to specify whether we're going to use SSL. So enable SSL equal true. That's normally the case. And again, I mean, what these settings need to be set to are going to be specific to the SMTP server account that you use, whether you have your own in a dedicated server or you're using a shared server. Next, you're going to specify the username for your SMTP server. Since these days, nearly all SMTP servers require you to authenticate before you can send send mail. So that's going to be your login. And of course, you're also going to need the password. And so obviously, these are not real values. These are just sample. They'll be dependent on the username and password configured for your particular mail server. The other thing we want to say is who this mail wants to be sent from. And now, having done all that configuration, I can actually send the email by calling webmail.send. And here we're going to provide the information to send this contact form. So let's start with who we're going to send it to. And notice we're using named parameters here. So this might be me if it's my site. Next, we're going to specify the subject. Now, in our case, I'm going to start with some text, website. I'll put that in a string, of course. Contact from, and now I'm going to specify the contact name. Right, so from the data, let's grab the contact name. And then a little more text. And the contact's specified email address. So these are fields that we got from the form. Right, you can put anything in here. This is just the subject. Right, but I'm grabbing, these are the fields that we retrieved from our form, as you'll recall from looking at it. So we're saying the subject that appears in the email that I receive at this email address is going to be website contact from whatever they said their name was at whatever they said their email address was. Next, we're going to specify the body of the message. And again, using a named parameter, and specify the contact. We're going to actually use the subject that they specified, plus we'll give a couple of line feeds. And then we'll use the actual message that they entered. So what we've done here is configured the mail server, right? SMTP server port, enable SSL, credentials, login and password, and who it should be from. And then we've just built the message by saying webmail.send, so calling the send method of the intrinsic webmail object, sending it to this email address. We're assembling a subject from some static text and the contact name and their email address. And I do this just so that I know. So you know, in my case, I might say msjoe.com contact from. And I do that so that I can quickly see when somebody sent me contact from the contact form on my website. And then the body of the message is going to be the subject that they specified plus the message that they entered into the form. Right? And that's it. This is going to do the send. Now, one thing I'll want to do down here in the catch block is handle the event that the message wasn't successfully sent. And, so here I could just give the user some indication that there was a problem, and you know, give them some other opportunity, or tell them their message was received because it was stored in my database, but it may take longer than usual to reply, or whatever. Now, obviously, I'm not going to run this because these are just fabricated values, but I've tested this code with my own web server, and it works fine. So that's it. That's all it takes to start sending email from your CSHTML page. Thank you.